Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Wouldn't it be great, however, if this great nation had a great election going on? We'll be right at the beginning stages of, with the Iowa caucuses coming up in less than a month, the New Hampshire primary in just a little bit more than a month, 5 days more than a month. It's all happening right now. So what is it that went so terribly wrong to give us the choices that most Americans do not relish in this election? We will get to that with Kevin Williamson coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, there is news about the sale of U.S. Steel. And it almost seems like a joke because U.S. Steel is one of those companies that the U.S. really grew into a world power because of. Today, Japan's Nippon Steel clinched the deal to buy U.S. Steel for $14.9 billion in cash, prevailing in an auction for the 122-year-old iconic steelmaker over rivals including Cleveland-Cliffs, ArcelorMittal, and Nucor. I don't know about those rivals. But the one thing is that apparently with Nippon Steel, the job situation is expected at least to be secure for U.S. Steel. This is John Fetterman. And John Fetterman, of course, is someone I never supported when he was running for Senate. But particularly on issues of foreign policy, on issues of Ukraine and Israel, and also the idea of being a little bit uncomfortable about the purchase of U.S. Steel by a foreign company, even if it's by a U.S. ally like Japan and one of our closest allies. This is Senator Fetterman on the purchase of U.S. Steel.
I'm standing on the roof of my home right here in Braddock, Pennsylvania, right across the street from the Edgar Thompson plant. And I just have to say it's absolutely outrageous that they have sold themselves to a foreign nation and a company. Can't do that. Steel is always about security as well, too. And I am committed to doing anything I can do from using my platform or my position in order to block this. And I'm going to fight for the steel workers and their union way of life here as well, too. And we cannot ever allow them to be screwed over or left behind.
Okay. I mean, obviously, what you would expect or hope to hear from a senator from Pennsylvania who is looking out for his constituents. And speaking of new, potential, at least, members of Congress, you remember George Santos, of course, who could forget him. Well, the Republican nominee to replace George Santos, who still has to win a special election in February, but she's won the Republican nomination, is this remarkable lady. And she really is remarkable. I mean, her life sounds like an inspiring adventure movie. But her name is Mazie Melessa Philippe. She is a mother of seven. She is a former paratrooper in the Israeli army, in the IDF. She came to Israel when she was 12 years old from Ethiopia. She is part of that living rebuttal to the idea that Israel is some kind of apartheid state. She was asked about her campaign to be the new member of Congress for New York's 3rd District. She's already the member of the county council for Nassau County, New York. But here is a Republican nominee for that congressional seat, the rather remarkable Mazi Melesa Pilip. Listen.
I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I was born in Ethiopia, grew up in Israel. When I was 12 years old, it was a civil war that took place in 1991. The United States, together with Israel, brought me and another 14,000 Ethiopian Jews to Israel, to a new home, to a new life, new opportunity. I finished my school, I joined the IDF, did my finished my degrees, and I met my husband in Israel, and then I moved to U.S. And the U.S. has been a great country for me, good to me, and I want to serve the people, and I want to be the voice for everyone. And I want to make sure my children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren will have the same opportunity like me.
I mean, this is a very, very exciting prospect for the Republican Party and for the country. She would be the first Ethiopian-Israeli Republican member of Congress. But George Santos, he wants a redo. He says he is not ruling out a future run for office, but he would run as an independent. This is the former congressman from the 3rd District of New York.
Will you be running for office again?
Not now, but in the future, I'm not ruling it out.
Wow. As a Republican?
As of now, yes.
Okay. As of now?
Yes.
Yes. But there could be a day where you pivot.
To an independent.
To an independent.
Because I think the country needs more independent thinkers now.
Like Jill Stein?
No. That's a Russian asset, according to Hillary Clinton. And I believe Hillary on that one.
And, oh, wow. And what are you an asset of?
Of no one?
He said instead of saying, I am not an asset, he basically said, I'm not an asset of anyone. Speaking of which, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Eliza Collins under the heading, Voters Want Something Different. Is it RFK Jr.? Overwhelming majorities of Americans view Biden and Trump negatively, and almost one in five Americans say they'd vote for a third-party candidate in 2024, according to a recent Wall Street Journal poll. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent candidate, member of the most famous Democratic Party family in the history of the U.S., and purveyor of conspiracy theories, is the biggest beneficiary of that satisfaction. Many of the people who held their nose and voted for one of the two major party candidates in 2020 say they won't do so again. No Trump, no Biden. Even if he doesn't win, Kennedy's candidacy could scramble results in critical swing states. Both Biden and Trump would need to win the presidency. A crowd at an RFK Jr. voter rally last month in Salt Lake City listens to the candidate speak. He's not a career politician. He's not Trump and he's not Biden, said Andrew Della Croce, 45, a teacher from Atkinson, New Hampshire, another competitive general election state. Della Croce, like Boyce, voted for Biden in 2020, but won't vote for him again. Kennedy, who initially said he would run in the Democratic primary before switching gears, got the support of 8% of voters in the Journal poll's seven-way hypothetical ballot. Trump led the field with 37%, followed by Biden at 31%. What's interesting is they are saying that that Robert Kennedy Jr. may actually draw more votes away from Trump than away from Biden, though he would draw millions of votes from both. So what is the deeper significance, and what do we do about this messy election in which we have some 70% of Americans wish there was somebody else running besides Joe Biden and Donald Trump? We'll get to the problem with this election and how to get so messed up with Kevin Williamson coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Kevin Williamson, who spent some 15 years as a writer and editor at National Review. He is now national correspondent at The Dispatch and a writer in residence at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He has written a a major article over the weekend for the Wall Street Journal under the headline, Election 2024. You asked for it, America. And just to give you one summary of some of Mr. Williamson's views on the upcoming election, run Old Glory up the highest flagpole you can find, but 2024 is going to be the least patriotism-inspiring election in American history so far. A reminder of what a depraved, decadent, backward, low-minded, primitive, superstitious, and morally corrupt people we have become. And then you say, don't blame the system, you gormless weasels. You chose this. Kevin, thanks, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, my next book's going to be a sequel to How to Win Friends and Influence People.
But you make a very important point here, which is that everybody says that this terrible election duopoly that we seem to have chosen, or maybe not, but okay, the two of them, Trump and Biden, you can't blame the system. It's not a broken system. Though that has been generally what people believe. If it's not the system, what's at fault?
Yeah, you know, my whole life, the story you got from, you know, populists and progressives and other generally high-minded reformers was that the problem with American politics is that the parties were dominated by these party insiders in, you know, smoke-filled rooms, as they always put it, doing the bidding of big donors and thwarting the will of the people. And that's just really not the problem we have now. I'm not sure it ever was the problem. You know, with the rise of the digitalization of media and politics, particularly in the age of social media, we're supposed to accomplish really two things. One was on the media side, which was to break the old oligopoly of, you know, a small number of newspapers, the New York Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the AP, and the three big television stations, which essentially set the media conversation for the whole country. And the idea was that with this new kind of media in the electronic age, we would have more diversity, more kind of a democratic media, more accountability, more responsiveness. And that's not really what we got. What we ended up with was, because of the structure of these things economically, a media that's really the most responsive to the most polarized, hysterical, angry, emotional elements in its readership, which is why, oddly enough, you know, in places like, you know, the New Republic, which used to be a really good, interesting magazine, or the Atlantic, or even to a certain extent, you know, the Washington Post, you get, you actually have a narrower range of what's acceptable publishable opinion now than you did, say, in the 1990s or the 1980s. A similar thing happened in fundraising, where once upon a time, the fundraising really was controlled by the party bosses and the party insiders. That's where their power came from, was they could, you know, fund your campaign or not fund your campaign. But now we've got the rise of internet-enabled small-dollar donations. But just like with social media, what that ended up doing was really empowering the most hysterical, angry, emotional kind of politics, because that's what gets people excited enough to make that, you know, $6.99 donation and sign up for once a month. If you go out and try to tell people about, well, here's the complicated thing we're going to have to do to actually make the entitlement system somewhat fiscally stable for the next 20 years, they go to sleep and they don't get excited. It's not something that gets them pumped up. And so it doesn't work either from a, you know, commentary side, really, in terms of driving that social media traffic, or from a fundraising side, if that's how you're trying to run a campaign. So we've ended up with a media that's in some ways more homogenous, certainly less interesting, certainly less responsible, lower intellectual standards, and political campaigns that are not dominated financially by people who have any kind of long-term political agenda, whether it's a good one or a bad one, but simply by people who are acting in the role of content consumers. You know, give me some entertainment, I'll give you some money. Give me some more entertainment, I'll give you some money. And that's kind of how we're running things right now. And I think that that really, more than anything else, is the model that best explains how out of a country of 341.5 million people, our two major parties have managed to get ready to nominate Donald Trump, who is a game show host and pornographer who tried to overthrow the government the last time he didn't win an election, and Joe Biden, who is this, you know, senescent, clueless, deeply dishonest guy. I mean, one of the irritating things about this election is there's always this implicit or explicit comparison between Trump and Biden that, well, you know, Biden may not be the smartest guy in the world. He may be clumsy and he may, you know, be a little bit confused at times, but he's basically decent, basically honest. He's not, never has been. The guy is dishonest as the day is long. I mean, I know I go on about this particular story a lot, but, you know, Biden spent 40 years lying about the circumstances of the death of his first wife and their infant daughter, saying they'd been killed by a drunk driver when they weren't. But it made
right. And they were killed. They were killed by a driver who drove through a stop sign or a red light or something. But
no,
he wasn't drunk.
She drove through the stop sign and in front of a truck. So the accident seems to have been her fault, and she was driving while carrying the baby in her lap. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but this is the sort of thing you go to jail for if you did it now. You know, the truck driver who hit her was in no way at fault, was never charged anything, was never, at the time, thought to be in any way at fault. But Biden told this story forever and ever and ever. And not the serious version of it, but Biden also, from 1988 through 2008, would from time to time stand in front of a crowd and talk about how he was a coal miner and had grown up in a coal mining family. And this wasn't true. Now, you'll know this because...
No, his grandfather was a state senator from Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, he was from a pretty comfortable background. Now, the first time Biden got in trouble for claiming to be a coal miner is because he was reading one of Neil Kinnock's speeches, you know, this British politician that Biden famously plagiarized in the 1980s. So Kinnock was from a family of coal miners. Biden was not. But then long after he'd stopped plagiarizing Neil Kinnock, when he'd been gone for that, he's still saying it in 2008.
Given the fact
pretty rock
that
down.
There are a lot of embarrassing details about both President Biden and former President Trump, can you stay with us for another segment, another 10
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, I love you, of course.
Good. And let's figure out where Kevin Williamson is going in this election. Because if you want to vote to choose the next president of the United States, and then how do we get back to the smoke-filled rooms? And maybe they don't have to be filled with smoke. Maybe they can be filled with incense. But just getting together a system that actually did pretty well. And it's hard for me to imagine that with some of the things working against them, that either the Democrats would choose Biden if the leading Democrats had a chance to get together, or certainly that the leading Republicans would choose Donald Trump. We're talking with Kevin Williamson about his epically entertaining piece, Election 2024, You Asked for It, America. We'll be right back.
Great show. I listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense, but he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Austin says the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of a regular church ritual. And week 15 of the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football in Seattle, where the Seahawks will host the Eagles tonight. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I don't want to fast tonight. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fast tonight. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fast tonight.
That's the Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, which is a music for the season that I must admit I was not familiar with. It's the recommendation of rock star Greg Tomlin, who knows his music and a great deal about everything else as well.
One of the all-time great American rock and roll bands.
Well, you bet. I told you, Greg knows a great deal about everything. That's Kevin Williamson, who is somebody else who knows a great deal. But he's not a great fan of most of America's prominent politicians. Because if you take a look at prominent names on the Republican side of the ledger and the Democratic side of the ledger, they all take a few hits from Kevin Williamson in his piece, Election 2024, You Asked For It, America. Okay, can you think of, and it doesn't have to be somebody who's running for president this time, but the last time you had a presidential candidate about whom you felt enthusiasm?
I try not to feel enthusiasm about politicians if I can avoid it.
Was
a pretty good governor of Texas, and there was reason to think he'd be a good president. Now, he was not a foreign policy and national security guy. He was a guy who wanted to be an education and essentially social program reformer who didn't get to do that because of 9/11. So he is the presidency he wanted to have for himself was kind of taken away, and he had to do something else that he wasn't really particularly well prepared for. Barack Obama is someone who didn't have my politics, someone who didn't have my policy views, but if you were someone who had his political priorities, he was pretty good at the job. He was someone who was gonna more or less, well, at least in terms of the presidency, he screwed over the rest of his party entirely, of course, and they lost, 467 seats across the country in state legislatures and House races and stuff. So he was a bit of a mess politically that way, but he was, in terms of just what was going on in the White House, kind of what should we want. So it's not as though the country is incapable of producing people who are good at this. The problem is that the moment we're in right now is this very, very populist moment where the only way to really get ahead is to be the angriest person in the room and to present everything in life and death, good and evil terms. You know, people talk about the establishment, like the capital E establishment. And let me tell you how weak the party establishments are in the United States, if you think about it. In 2016, the Democrats almost nominated Bernie Sanders, who was not and is not a member of their party. And the Republicans did nominate Donald Trump, who, if I recall correctly, didn't join the Republican Party until after he'd announced his campaign to run for the Republican nomination, and who despised most of the things the Republican Party traditionally stood for.
So I think he did it because when he endorsed Romney in 2012, I believe that at that point, or shortly thereafter, he changed over to the Republican Party. But you're right.
Correct. Yeah, I think he's gone back and forth a few times. But he ran
the Reform Party he was with for a while.
Yeah. And, you know, so I hear people talk about the establishment all the time. I remember this one guy going on and on about how he was anti-establishment and the establishment can't stand me. And I said, pardon me for noticing, but you're the chairman of your state Republican Party. If there is an establishment, it's you.
This wasn't Christian Ziegler, was it?
No, it wasn't. But that's how people have to talk. They feel like to get ahead in politics and to be, you know, to be players and to be influential. And that is not really a recipe for good government or good healthy politics.
Well, it's also like Vivek Ramaswamy, who is a multi-millionaire and has degrees from both Yale and Harvard. And he's talking about how he's left behind with the establishment. He's become somebody who's an alternative to the establishment. Always love that, right? In terms of the people who are running for president right now, it's easy to construct all kinds of terrible scenarios involving Biden and involving Trump.
Who
is the candidate you're least afraid of?
Well, I don't really get in the business of endorsing candidates, and
that's why I asked the question the way I did.
Yeah, let me put it this way: the Democrats are just kind of crazy right now, and the Republicans' problem is craziness plus cowardice. So there's some decent people in the Republican Party still, but there's not really one major figure in the Republican Party, including the ones who are the most critical of Trump. Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, who are running for president, who are really, I think, entirely forthright about what happened in 2021, which was an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States by nullifying a legal election and staging a riot to act as the kind of muscle end of that. And until the Republican Party gets right with itself and has a bit of contrition about the fact that it is still rallied behind a guy who did attempt to stage a coup, there's just no honorable way to be associated with that party. And so anybody, even a good person who wants to come in and say, I'm going to take this mess and be the head of this mess and try to do something good with it, is I think, on a fool's errand. So there's none of those people that I think I can really say anything very positive about, even though some of them as individuals are decent enough people, and some of them even more than decent enough people.
So I take it that you don't favor the Trumpian consideration that there should be hundreds, if not thousands, of people who get full pardons for any role they had on January 6th.
Man, I'm against pardons in general. I think pardons and commutations and that sort of thing should be used really pretty sparingly. And particularly, we're always criminally harsh on the wrong people. Like, we're really, really hard on common criminals and drug dealers and things like that, when the people that you really want to be hard on are people who are doing crimes that involve the state, that involve the actual public order. And the people who tried to overthrow the government in 2021 are the last people who should be getting any sort of clemency or pardons. Frankly, I'm a little disappointed that their sentences weren't longer and more numerous and harsher than they were.
And so you didn't savor the the hit record that President Trump put out together with the J6 choir from prison.
Yeah, the Republicans still just aren't very good at music when you think about it. You know, like the I mean, other than Joey Ramone was a Republican, right? But that was pretty good. But, like, you know, who was the great musician on that side of the fence? Ted Nugent? Cat Scratch Fever is a pretty good song, but that was like 79. You know, it's been a while since he's had a big one. Now the Republicans.
Well, you know, again, I'm encouraged by the Rolling Stones sort of answered back to Roger Waters, and they added on their upcoming tour. And you know, they're older than Biden. I mean, they're really up there. But on the upcoming tour, they included, because of what happened on October 7th, a stop. They're doing a tour stop in Israel. So
yeah.
maybe that shows. I don't know the rest of the politics of Keith or Mick or any of them, but at least
well,
that one.
They don't like paying taxes, which is why they live in Connecticut and not in the UK. But
right.
Or at least Keith lives in Connecticut, so there's that. But no, I don't have. I don't. You know, there's this thing people want to say: if you criticize Biden, you criticize Trump. You're engaged in false equivalency. I don't really buy that. You don't have to say that they're equivalent to say that they're both basically unfit for the office. They're both basically bad people. They're both dishonest. They're both kind of embarrassing. And they were both born during the reign of King Leopold III of Belgium, you know, in the 1940s. And that sounds funny, like to say they were born in the reign of Leopold III, but it's true. It's literally true. They were. And, you know, maybe it's time to let that generation, you know, start playing a little shuffleboard or whatever they're just supposed to be doing, because I don't think they're really sending us their best.
And so, have you figured out, are you going to cast a vote?
No, I won't be voting in this election.
All right, there it is, Kevin Williamson. His piece is fascinating, and particularly his analysis of what we've done to replace the so-called political establishment, which may not have been as terrible as many people believe that it was. We will be right back. Thanks to Kevin Williamson, and Merry Christmas to you. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And if you're thinking about some very unusual or special holiday gift that you can give, and it's a two-part gift, so you can even keep part of it if you want. Over at the Medved History Store, they are offering a signed hardcover first edition of my most recent book that came out 2 years ago. It's a book called God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. And I think that one thing I can guarantee you is you will have a more inspiring, benevolent view of America and America's direction, current direction even, than you may have heard from Kevin Williamson. And if you buy the book now, they'll get it to you right away in time for the holidays. And they also are sending over a CD of a very special program we did some years ago called The Secret History of the Christmas Holiday. Go to medvedhistorystore.com, or you can just go and find the banner at michaelmedved.com. Meanwhile, $148 million verdict against Rudy Giuliani in Georgia. He has a criminal trial awaiting him because he is an alleged unnamed co-conspirator in the federal indictment against Trump in Georgia. And now he's been ordered to pay a sum he surely cannot afford. The $148 million verdict in a defamation case, which was brought by two Georgia election workers, that marks a new low point for the man once lauded as America's mayor, whose advocacy of Donald Trump's false election claims has led to criminal charges and hefty legal bills. I mean, he hasn't been able to pay. It's $1.6 million of unpaid legal bills so far. He's very confident about actually winning an appeal. But the difficulty with everything here is to make that kind of verdict, $148 million, really does reduce your chances of ever seeing that money. And again, sometimes that's part of what happens in this kind of defamation case where the costs are just so enormous. Now, Fox News, and there you can understand it, but that was less than a billion. That was $785 million. That's Fox News. This is one guy who said awful things and dishonest things and things that the judge at the beginning of this trial had acknowledged were untrue, were defamatory, and had no basis for them. This is the way that the Georgia election worker, Ruby Freeman, who was the subject of the Rudy Giuliani lies, along with her daughter, Shay Moss. And they both had worked on election work for a long time with no history or record of any kind of partisan manipulation or anything wrong with them at all. And she commented, Ruby Freeman, about her faith in God and the troubles that she's endured because of the big lies about her over the past 2 years. Listen.
I am Lady Ruby. Today's a good day. A jury stood witness to what Rudy Giuliani did to me and my daughter and held him accountable, and for that I'm thankful. Today is not the end of the road. We still have work to do. Rudy Giuliani was not the only one who spread lies about us, and others must be held accountable too. But that is tomorrow's work. For now, I want people to understand this. Money will never solve all of my problems. I can never move back into the house that I called home. I will always have to be careful about where I go and who I choose to share my name with. I miss my home. I miss my neighbors. And I miss my name. I've hurt some of you. Don't be sad for me. Don't waste your time being angry at those who did this to me and my daughter. We are more than conquerors. Pray for us as we continue to fight the good fight of faith.
Fairly effective. And it's interesting. The battle in court, it was Ruby versus Rudy. And Rudy had this to say when he was asked about his new plans and his confidence in winning his appeal and more. Clip 17.
Basically, they wanted me to rap. You know, that's what's going on. They offered me settlements, and I told them to go to hell. This was a stalking action for Biden, and also to shut up the guy that's the most damage to him. Remember, when he came into the campaign, he sent out a letter to the press to keep Giuliani off the media. He succeeded in doing that, eventually, with the hard drive. He defamed me, called me a Russian pawn, which has proven to be 100% a lie by Biden. And very damaging to me. It cost me $6-7 million of law practice. So I'm hoping I'll get back from him any money I might need. But in any event, this is going to be thrown out. This award is so absurd. Even the amount of money, if you just look at the amount of money for the damages they're talking about, it's like a jury that was just inflamed by one side of the case and prohibited from hearing the other. That only happens in a fascist country. Wake up, America. Biden's America, where he's got control, those democratic cities, is a fascist country.
America's a fascist country, is it? He's talking about, obviously, suing Joe Biden for defaming him and claiming that he was a Russian pawn. Look, the entire thing, and the Wall Street Journal had it right. It's tragic to see someone like Rudy Giuliani, who was a great mayor of New York. He's one of the best ever mayors of a major U.S. city who made a very, very real difference in the life of the city. And no one can take that away from him, though it's kind of hard to remember that sort of Rudy who deserved and received so much support, and to see him clearly in this situation today. Greg, do we have a film today? Or do... what's that? Oh, yes, we do. And we will get right to it because it's one of the big films of the season. It opened at the top of the box office over the weekend. The movie is a third major film based on Raoul Zal's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This one, Wonka. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
More than 50 years ago, moviegoers delighted to a magnificent chocolate factory and its eccentric proprietor. But now, Willy Wonka, played by Timothy Chalamet, is back in a lavish musical prequel talking about how he built his business. It's called, of course, Wonka.
Willy Wonka's wild and wonderful Wiki Wonky Wonka Walker.
Best chocolate in the world.
He's good. Too good. You should stand up to those bullies.
Where do we start?
Making chocolate, of course.
And of course, as you'd expect in a story based on the work of the late Raoul Dahl, the characters played by the likes of Hugh Grant and Olivia Colman are weird and a little bit scary. But the music, including two songs from the old classic, is pleasant and serviceable, if not immortal. And parents who bring their kids to this extravaganza will have a few good laughs. Rated PG, 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Wonka. And again, to see Hugh Grant playing an Oompa Loompa, that's kind of worth the price of admission. They do quite a job, technically, reducing Hugh Grant's stature. I'm not talking about stature as an actor, I'm talking about stature as a human being. Coming up next time, we'll be speaking to Gordon Chang because of the launch today of a North Korean, a new North Korean facility. We will get to that and to more. We'll be talking also about people who are seriously worried about the dangers of smartphone usage among children. And then, of course, the latest on the shifting balance in the primary campaigns. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.